Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burwell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and just be with you all through the airwaves, on the internet, dialing in, whatever you're doing today. We just bless God for you. I just need to let you know that you are in the right place at the right time because God is about to release something. That one thing I'm sure of. And so if you plugged in, if you're going to catch it later, it doesn't matter. When you get here, it will be the appointed time for you to receive that which God has for you on this day. I'm excited. I'm elated. I'm blessed. I'm tremendously blessed for someone connecting me to this wonderful woman of God, this entrepreneur, this millionaire, this voice that's coming forth. Some things in her that God is going to unleash even today, that she's going to open up her mouth and she's going to make a greater impact in people's lives than she's already done. I speak of the wonderful Crystal Barrow, right? Amen. Crystal, you want to tell our audience hello?
Hello, everybody. God bless everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We pray that you all will be tremendously blessed on this evening.
Amen. 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 You know, a lot of times, well, you know, for those who follow me, and thank you for that, we generally have some type of theme that God has laid on my heart or prophet's heart. Mm-hmm. But tonight, this is God's heart. It's not rehearsed. It's not premeditated. It's God's flow through us. We're yielding to God for him to speak.
Yeah.
And so that's where we are tonight. For those who want to dial in, if you have questions or comments, please feel free to do so. The dial in is 323-927-3014. I want to thank you all so very much for your continued support. For the new followers, thank you so much. Know that you can find me, Valerie Burwell, on Facebook. You can email me for any questions. If you'd like to be a guest on the broadcast, email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Again, empower_yourself@yahoo.com. And we thank you in advance for that. Amen. So, Crystal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What are you feeling?
Well, when we were praying prior to coming on air, the Holy Spirit said Psalm 2.
Amen.
Psalm 2.
Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Psalm 2. I guess I might need to put on my glasses. That might help me.
That might help a little. Lay hands on them.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Child, I'm seeing everything. I'm hitting everything, but let me put my...
two.
Okay, bless the Lord. Psalm 2, amen.
Okay, and my reading is from the New King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
So Psalm 2 says, the coronation of the Lord's anointed. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing?
Mm-hmm.
The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
Hmm.
He who sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall hold them in derision.
Mm-hmm.
Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Mm-hmm.
Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession.
Mm-hmm.
You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O king. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Woo. I'm listening. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, God. 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 So what are you hearing?
Well, at first, as it is seen right in front of us, as you read, it is applying to what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
We have the nations coming against each other. We have the leaders of the nations plotting against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to deceive each other.
Amen.
To win whatever they're trying to win. They're not really keeping their eye on God.
Amen.
Even in our nation.
Amen.
You know, the politicians are doing whatever they need to do to calm this nation down or that nation down, and they're not praying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're with this scripture, you begin to see the character of man.
Yeah.
The character of man, because man in and of ourselves, when we've not really surrendered our all to God, we have that inherited thing that allows us to be manipulative and sneaky after things and doing whatever we need to do to get those things.
Right.
We're not really seeking the truth of who Christ is because we want to operate in our own truth because there's some things that we want to take over. And, you know, this word is saying vain things. Why people are imagining a vain thing? Why are we after a vain thing? And it's crazy, too, because when I look at verse 2, it says, and the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So you see that, okay, we see a prevalent activity taking place even in the midst of where we are in this region. Because
right.
As the kingdom of God is being advanced, as people are gaining understanding about kingdom principles and silencing religious spirits, then those who are religious are now gathering together and saying, what are they doing?
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
That comes in on verse 4, where it says, he who sits in the heavens and laughs.
Yes.
To laugh, because God is laughing because the kingdom is coming together.
Yes, yes.
So verse 1 through 3 is all this time you've been kind of pushing the quote-unquote church in the corner, and you've been allowing the immoral to become public, and it's all right for their whatever is immoral
mm-hmm.
to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that, you know, is against God, oh, that's okay now. You know, one time we had regulations where certain things couldn't be said on the radio and
yeah.
certain things wouldn't be seen on the TV.
Yeah.
And now all of that has been done away with.
Yeah, because that.
And it's against God. You
yeah.
know, it's still against our own principles when it comes to our relationship with God.
Yeah.
But you've had these men or women or council to come together and say, okay, well, we can bend the rules a little bit so everybody have a chance. Because it's all about money. It's all about ratings and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole time you have, you know, families who's trying to commit themselves to God is fighting that battle, especially if they have children.
Yeah.
You know, now what do I say to my child? I've been preaching this one thing all along, now it's on the TV, so now they're telling me it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it is okay. And I think I was sharing with one of my friends last night, we were having a conversation late, and he was saying how there was some athlete who had, after winning an event, gestured to the heavens, like he was giving God praise for what had taken place, and he was fined. He got in trouble. But yet you have another athlete on another channel coming out saying, I'm so-and-so and I'm gay, and you find him all over every page, everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was going to be the first one to come out. Come on, you guys. What? He said that. I heard that with my own ear. I didn't think I was going to be the first one to come out. It wasn't about that, but come on, guys. As to say, we know there are others. Now y'all can come on because I did it.
But the point of it is why is it on the news? Why is that news? Because there's, you know, you're not on the news announcing that you're not gay.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why
is
that news? That's just a choice that you have made. Okay, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Why are you being paid to announce that on television?
Right. And then and not just announcing, but encouraging others.
Yeah.
You do it, too. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. It's okay. You can do it. There's nothing wrong with it. You can do this.
Yeah. Wow. In the New International Translation of verse 4, it says, the one enthroned in heaven laughs in disgust. The Lord taunts them. I'm going to read first. Then he angrily speaks to them and terrifies them in his rage, saying, I myself have installed my king of Zion, my king on Zion, my holy hill. The king says, I will announce the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. This very day I have become your father.
Mm.
I have become your father. Ask me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. The ends of the earth are your personal property. You will break them with an iron scepter. You will smash them like a potter's jar. So now, you kings, do what is wise. You rulers of the earth, submit to correction. Serve the Lord in fear. Repent in terror. Give sincere homage. Otherwise, he will be angry and you will die because of your behavior. When his anger quickly ignites, how blessed are all who take shelter in him.
Wow.
Keep on playing.
What did he say yesterday? They got it twisted.
They got it twisted. That's it right there.
That's exactly what
he said
yesterday.
He said it yesterday.
Yep.
They got it twisted.
There it is.
Wow. That's what I'm going to say right there. Wow. So y'all probably wondering, what y'all talking about?
It has not been a secret how God feels about it.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about homosexuality. We're
talking
about all of the things that have come public that's immoral to God. That's an abomination.
Yeah.
That
he's
not pleased with.
Yeah. And
he was
showing
it on television and on the radio. Yeah.
Exactly. All sin is sin. So
it's
not that anything is exempt and we're not homophobic and we don't hate anybody.
No,
that's gay. That's not it.
What we're talking about.
Because of the fact that the world system has embraced immorality as the norm, and anything that's about kingdom expansion is laughed at. You know, that they're like, ooh, we got to get them.
Mm-hmm.
But God is saying, look, I'm checking y'all from where I'm in the heavenlies. I'm watching this.
Yep.
Y'all got it twisted.
If you think you can get away with this,
you can say what you want. You can go against my anointed, and you think you're going to win. Y'all got it twisted. Acceptance. I like what he says. Serve the Lord in fear in verse 11. Repent in terror. Repent in terror.
Yeah.
He said, this system has you so messed up, so very messed up. You don't have
fear. That's how messed up it is. Yeah. You don't even acknowledge him in your wrongdoing. There's not even a second thought that you just signed this piece of paper to allow whatever to be public.
Yeah, yeah.
To no longer call it a nuisance.
Yeah, yeah.
You just giving free will to everything and anything, as long as it makes you some money.
Making you some money, making you feel good.
Yeah, and then you're going to blame your children for being, you know, wrong in school.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You've given them the examples. You have given them the examples to follow.
Yeah.
And now you're going to blame the children.
And then we're held accountable. We are held accountable because when we, as parents of children, grandchildren, when I allow my grandson to be subjected to things that I know are not right and I don't correct him then, but I allow him to do it because everybody else is doing it, and then as soon as he acts up, then I'm going, stop it, son, stop it, stop it. Well, God said, well, why didn't you stop him when he was in the midst of it? Why didn't you take that away from him so he wouldn't be exposed to it? Because when you let it happen, then what are you saying? You're saying yes to whatever they're saying. But we've got to take a stand. Otherwise, we become twisted.
Yeah.
Because he said, you know, life and death, choose life. But when we put ourselves in that situation, then we're on the fence.
Yeah.
Because my conversation with my peers and my crew at church and you know, Kingdom Expansion, we talking Kingdom, but when I get home, I'm living like everybody else.
Living like everybody else.
I'm living like everybody else.
What I was saying to a sister one day, because she had been abused, you know, through her childhood and all. And I said, you know, that spirit is old. That spirit has been in action since, I don't know when.
The beginning.
That's how
of
old
time.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, so imagine if you who are abused, who was abused, and the other lady who was abused, and the other man who was abused, and the other man who was abused, all of y'all all together, that was your number one prayer all the time. Imagine what you could do to that spirit. Imagine that.
Huh.
I said, that's our position in God.
Yeah.
You know, people always say, you know, well, you went through that for a reason. Okay, but why? To help the next person? No,
right.
you survived that. You overcame. You've been delivered from that. That spirit can't do nothing to you no more.
No.
You got power over that spirit now. Let's go get that spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the same thing with what they're doing with the world, with, you know, the people in charge are doing. We have a power. That's the whole point of being in the kingdom.
Yeah. We have authority.
We have authority over all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think once we learn that, once we realize that, you know, you have to be taught that that's who you are, that's what you are. You know, you're not second class, you're first class.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are. We are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Wow. 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 Okay, God. Yeah. It's so much. I think about so much when I looked at this, as we're sharing. We have to remember, and we talked about the fact that we have power and we have authority. And to know that Christ is in us, he moves through us, and we don't take advantage of that.
No.
You know,
there's been so many times where I would go, I purposely don't watch the news because it makes me responsible. When I'm ready to pray on that level, then I'll watch the news.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't just watch the news just because I'm resting and it's time for me to watch the news.
Right.
You're responsible for what you see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, somebody got shot. Did you start praying?
Mm-hmm.
And something happened in school. Did you start praying for that? Most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just entertainment to them. I don't do that because I'm responsible.
Yeah, amen.
That's who I am in Christ.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for that. I'm responsible for praying for the situation.
Yeah.
So, and there's been times where I would begin to open up my mouth against something and God would stop. I got it. I said, because, you know, I ain't playing with him. We can shut it down.
I know that's right.
He said, I got it. And he would tell me that, nope, don't say anything, I got it. Mm. And it's never no long prayer. You know, that's like if I feel myself becoming ill,
mm-hmm.
God would say, just say, be healed. Just tell your body, be healed. Mm-hmm. It ain't no long prayer. Touch myself, wherever it is, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kingdom.
Yeah.
It ain't no long prayer. Oh, Lord, blah, 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 all of that. Jesus ain't do that. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Jesus said, be healed.
Be healed.
Go and be healed.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to, as we look at this, the fact that God would use the term with fear and trembling, you know, how we should repent, it speaks to the fact that people just don't believe that God is God. Like, he don't even exist.
Don't.
Like, you know, I did this. God ain't have nothing to do with this.
Oh, yeah.
This is because I made a choice.
Oh, yeah, it's because of...
I made a decision, and because I networked with this one, and I did
it. Yep, it's
really?
Been my hard work. I've been working on this for 3 years. I went to school and got my doctorate.
Yeah, really?
So I am doctor... Yeah, okay.
You did?
Okay.
You did?
Okay. Go and take it. That's your glory. You can have that little bit of glory.
Mm-hmm. Not realizing that.
I'd rather stand behind God and all his glory.
Yeah.
And just follow him.
Yeah.
You ain't got to pat me on the back for nothing.
Nothing. I tell people all the time, I've been so cool with just hanging in the back cut for so long.
Yep.
That's what I was accustomed to.
And
mm-hmm. I was
And that's
it.
Why I was when you gave me the call. I was like, what?
I know, right?
I was like, what? You sure that? What, who? He's like, no, the Holy Ghost said call Krista. I said, okay, God.
Yeah.
And all he said was, I'm God. All right, I'm following you. Wherever you go, I'm going.
That's it.
That's it.
Because when we believe that he is who he says he is, that's the remedy to every situation we face.
Yeah.
That's the remedy to every situation we face.
Everything.
And when we don't acknowledge it that way, all we're doing is destroying ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And those things and those persons who are connected to us. When you think about the fact that blessings are passed down from generation to generation to generation, likewise curses are passed down from generation to generation to generation because
somebody
didn't recognize him as being the remedy.
That's right.
And why didn't we recognize him as the remedy? Because we got caught up in the world system that says, well, go to the doctor. And then after you go to the doctor, now I'm not speaking against doctors because I work for one. I love what I do.
Oh, no.
But
not
I'm
at
saying
all.
That when you are putting more trust in what a doctor says when they're practicing versus the man who's got the remedy, who went to the
mm-hmm.
cross, who wore stripes on his back so that you could walk in divine healing, you got it twisted.
You got it twisted.
Wow. Yeah. Twisted.
And what does your verse 11 say?
Wow. Verse 11 says, serve the Lord in fear. Repent in terror. In fear. Who fears God anymore? That's why, you know, another sister was texting me today because in our prayer time on Tuesday, on Monday she had a vision about a child being abducted. And so we prayed. She prayed. She called that out in our prayer time. And she said it just disturbed her soul. So today, some days in advance, we praying. But on today, they're reporting that schools got locked down.
Mm-hmm.
That it's possible that a child has been abducted.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So imagine that if our minds were that of the world and we had a dream and we saw that in our dream and was like, oh, we ate something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because people come up with that. Well, what you eat? You must have ate something. What you watch on TV? They try to make
it
commercial.
Yeah, what did you watch before you went to bed? Yeah.
Exactly. And so then imagine if that had been the case, that God showed that to her for the intent purpose that on Tuesday morning when we pray, we call that out. So that on today, when they're reporting it could have been, that might not have been that report. The report could have been they got them.
They got them. Exactly.
And, they got multiple. They ain't no telling what it could have been. But we have to recognize that when God speaks to us, when God instructs us, when he's telling us to serve him and give up all that stuff that you're doing that's not of him, he means that. He means that.
Yeah. And back in the beginning of this song, we can flip it to the church.
Oh, well, go ahead.
You have your counsel at church.
Stop it.
Approving of mess. Approving mess.
Stop it.
Don't have nothing to do with Jesus. And you letting it go.
You
endorsing
it. You
got people serving and you
endorsing
you,
it because you calling the council to come together.
Exactly.
You calling the council to come together.
You have chosen. Is that what we call it? Yeah, you have chosen individuals to serve.
Yeah.
In the place of Christ, over his sheep. And you messing with them. They got it twisted. Messing with them. You messing with the sheep. There's a whole lot of sheep out there trying to find their way.
Yeah.
To the green grass. They find their way to the pasture. Your pasture is rotten and it's making them sick.
Yeah. Because you want to give them you. And you want to give them none of God. Because if you give them God, then that opens up their eyes and open up their understanding and open up their spirit so that they'd be able to look at you and see who you really are.
And see who you really are.
And then that means your money gone.
Oh, yeah. That means you're going to go find them green pasture.
No. That means I'm going to be affected. So let me continue to control and pacify, to control and pacify, to control and pacify.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll let you do anything you want to. Just don't leave. Just pay your tithes, give my offering, get my, wash my car, clean my clothes. Don't leave. I'll let you do anything. Just I'm going to control and pacify. And I ain't going to give you no truth.
Mm-mm.
But I'm going to control you and pacify. I'm going to do that. And all of that is in vanity.
Yeah.
That's in vanity.
Vanity.
And don't tell me that you went somewhere and you heard something that was different and you liked what you heard.
Mm.
And now you're going back. What? Where you going?
Controlling.
Oh, no, don't, because they that's some new religion they talking about. They don't nobody know about that. Where they get that from?
Yep.
But they teaching out of that's the word. That's the word. Everybody think that we got their own ideas about the word. But the Lord told me. Oh, so you different?
Their word. I don't say his. Their word is different.
Their word is different.
And what's actually same thing.
Yeah.
So the repentance goes for the world and for the church.
It does. It does. And so often when the Lord sends a word, he sends it to the church first. Like, all right, because they watching y'all, can y'all get it right?
So where you said it, where they don't even fear God, that's the church. That's the folks in the church. And I ain't even talking about folks sitting in the pews.
I know.
Half of us sitting in the pews are ignorant because we're not reading our Bibles.
Right.
And I used to tell, the people that was in my ministry, we come together every Tuesday. You have to study just like I have to study.
Right.
You have to read just like I have to read. You have to know it for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. I'm not the Holy Ghost.
Right,
Don't ask me no questions, and I will tell them, don't ask me nothing. What did God say?
Exactly, exactly.
And if you ain't get an answer from God, I don't have an answer for you.
Exactly.
That's it. And they be like, you always
know,
say that. Because I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. I'm not the Holy Ghost. God already got the answer for you. Go to God.
He is the remedy.
Sit there. Yes. Get your answer.
He is the remedy.
I'm not going to answer that for you.
He is the remedy. He is the remedy. Wow. I'm going to go back to 7 in NET. The king says, I will announce the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. This very day I have become your father! Exclamation point with excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. Crystal, the nations as your inheritance.
Mm.
I don't know. The nation, I had to go
the
back
nations.
And read that to you. The nations as your inheritance. And the ends of the earth as your personal property, Crystal.
You got it? And the ends of the earth.
As your personal property.
As your what kind of property?
Personal property.
I'm living below my means.
Huh?
I said I'm living beneath my means.
I want you to hear yourself. I want you to hear yourself, and I wanted you to remind me again that because we have aligned ourselves with the King of Kings, because we have aligned ourselves with the things God desires of us, because we've now aligned ourselves where we were once twisted, and we were doing the things like the world was doing, and we thought it was okay because nobody was holding us accountable, because we now have an understanding of what God requires of us. What our purpose is in this earth. Now that we're no longer twisted, he said, ask me. I will give you the nations as your inheritance. Ask me. The ends of the earth will be your personal part. Ask me. You're going to smash them that's been talking crazy and acting a fool. You're going to smash them like potter's jaws.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, look, now I'm saying to y'all, look, do what's right. Just go on and do the right thing.
Just do what's right.
Do what's right.
What's right. Just do what's right. Follow God.
Stop playing. Stop acting like God is not God. Stop acting like the enemy is not just going about to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Got you working on his payroll so he can kill you in the end.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you kings, do what is wise. You rulers of the earth, submit to correction. Submit to correction.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Submit to correction. Serve the Lord in fear. Serve the Lord in fear. Wow. Repent in terror. How blessed are those who take shelter in him.
Mm.
How blessed are we that take shelter in him. How blessed are we, Crystal? Because we take shelter in him.
You don't even know that. You couldn't even possibly know what kind of danger you were actually in today.
Come on.
Because you take shelter in him.
Yes, yes.
You have no clue.
How much he's kept you from.
How much he's kept you.
Because you took time to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
There's
you abided under the shadow.
Driving. Yes, Yes. There's been times when I was driving, and let's say I'm at a light, and I know where the next light is, and I saw me in the accident before I got to the next light. And God would just say, now watch your way. And the car that hit me came in front of me, just like I saw it, because I was waiting for it, for that car. I didn't even rebuke it, nothing like that, because he was just showing me. He said, you're going to see it. I said, there it is right there.
Wow. Wow. And he'll do it.
You don't even know. You don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea how he keeps you minute to minute.
And because he does. Because
and
he
I
doesn't.
And actually, I'm not even supposed to be here. I should have been dead 15 years ago.
My God.
Because I had a bad heart.
My God.
Didn't know it. I'm sitting at work, and my hands and arms will get real cold. I was like 25. Yeah, I was like, what is wrong with me? So I would get up and walk around trying to warm up, you know, and I had just got saved. I'm trying to warm up, then I would sit back down. And they was like, you all right? I'm real cold, my arms numb. It was like, both arms? It's like, you gotta be catching the cold. I said, I think so. And I think maybe a year later, I moved into the house that the Lord had given me.
Amen.
And he said, I want you to get out the bed and lay on the floor. I was like, what? Get out the bed, lay on the floor, lay flat on your back. Don't move. So I did that. And he said, now just calm down. You need to calm yourself down. You're going to feel some pressure. Don't move.
Wow.
I felt a hand come inside of my chest.
My God.
And just begin to massage my heart. And he kept saying, don't move. Breathe, don't move. Brand new heart.
My God. My God.
And then gave me instructions on how to take care of myself so that I recover, just like I had heart surgery.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
He's like, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't drink that, watch this, watch that. You know, like in so many weeks, you'll be fine.
Mhm. Amen.
So you never know.
You don't. And that's why he's saying to you, look, you got it twisted. But I'm saying to you now, look, I need you to come clean with this stuff. I need you to just go ahead and allow the correction to happen. Let somebody speak into your life.
Yeah.
Allow someone to give you what you're lacking. Don't be so proud and so boastful thinking that, well, if I allow them to correct me, then that says I'm nobody. No, it says that
no.
He loves you so much so that he wants you to have the truth.
Yes.
Because he loves you. He,
and he wants you to have everything.
Exactly.
Yes,
he doesn't want us walking around
ignorant
to who he is and what he can do for us. Everything that you feel like you've gained on your quote-unquote own is nothing, compared to what he wants to do for you, through you, on your behalf, on the generations to follow you. He wants to start with you now.
Exactly. He needs to bless your seed.
There is an inheritance.
An
inheritance. He says it. Ask me, I will give you the nations as your inheritance. And generally, when you inherit something, you pass that on. That becomes a part of your lineage now. This is our inheritance.
Yes.
And because I'm a good steward over what God has entrusted in us, this is your inheritance, too.
Yes.
But it can happen if you allow the correction to take place, if you then serve him in fear and repent in terror. Be afraid now.
Be afraid.
If you twist it, you should be afraid.
You should be afraid.
But you ain't got to stay in that state. And that's why I love God, because he said, look, I done gave y'all the word tonight. I've exposed something to you that while you thought you were okay, the truth of the matter is you twisted.
You're twisted.
You're caught up in the world system. You're doing everything the way the world is doing it. You know I'm watching you. You know others are watching you. You know that you're accountable for what you're doing and what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You're going to be held accountable to that. But look, I want to just wipe. I want to wipe the slate clean. I want you to come to me saying, Father, I'm sorry. Father, forgive me. God, I know who you are. I know what you've done for me.
Ask for help.
I accept you in my heart. No,
ask
God,
for help.
Show me the way.
Yes. Ask him for help.
I want you to be Lord of Lords in my life. I want you to be my king. I want you to be my everything.
Seek him, yes. Seek him.
Because, God, we don't know what our last moment is going to be. We don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know when you're going to return. And if you come back now, God, and I'm in this state, whew, I don't have no options. Ain't no options. I don't have no options.
None.
But God said, don't worry about it. Today, serve me. Repent. Take the correction. You be one of my anointed.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Let me
yours.
Do in you what I want to do
yes.
in on.
Yes. It doesn't just belong to one person.
It's not. Nobody has a corner market on his anointing.
Mm-mm.
He said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. That's what I do. I'm gonna pour it out on all flesh.
There's
he talks
no
about it.
To,
folks dreaming
no
dreams
to
and seeing visions and all that.
One
I'll do
all
it.
Of that, there's no time for that.
I'll do it.
Yeah, just like who you are in Jesus, I can't be who you are.
No.
I don't care how much I try.
And I can't be who you are, and I'm good with that.
You know, and people do that. They want to be you.
Nah.
They want to do what you do. They want to do what that one is doing.
Nah.
I've never wanted that.
Nah.
And I remember the late night. He said late night meetings. In the late night meetings, with Evangelist, she was preaching, and you know, at the end, she always. Offer for anybody who want prayer, come up and we're going to pray together and stuff. So one lady comes up and she says to her, she said, I want to be like you.
Oh, God.
I backed up. I said, let me go over here.
Mm-mm.
And her name is B, Sister B, that's what we call her. I said, I'm going over here because I don't want none of that.
Mm.
I don't need none of that sparking off of her or to me. And B looked at her and said, baby, I don't think you can handle what I've been through.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
She said, what you see is
the manifestation of life.
Yeah. And she said, do you think?
This.
Yeah, and she asked the lady, she said, do you think that's what you want? She said, I know that's what I want.
Jesus.
She huffing and puffing, crying and carrying on. B said, okay, if the Holy Ghost said, I can give it to you, I'm going to pray for you. And before it could come out of her mouth, he said, I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. I said, whoop, let me go on the
I know that's right. Oh,
I don't need none of that coming on me.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
No. Be who you are.
Yeah. Jesus. Be authentically you.
Yeah.
Because that's the best you can
yes.
be. As you
yes.
live your life according to what Christ has
mm-hmm.
spoken and God has purposed you to do in the earth. It's his desire that we be
Thank
saved.
You, Jesus.
It is. And so if you twist it now, God said he's the remedy. He sent Jesus as the remedy. You don't have to be twisted any longer. You don't. We're down to a minute. Crystal, you want to pray us out?
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to just thank you for your words. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you for the chance once again to call on your name and become untwisted.
Mm-hmm.
God, give us wisdom.
Yes, God.
Give us knowledge and understanding of exactly who you are
yes.
and how we should act in you.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. Crystal, thank you so much.
Thank
this
you,
has been
dear,
awesome.
For the invitation.
Amen.
This
amen.
Was amazing.
Amen. Amen.
It was truly God sent.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Listeners, join us again next week. We'll be back on Tuesday with Fire and Desire, another word on next Thursday. As always, be empowered. God bless until next time.
Amen.